How's everybody doing? Good? Yeah, I'm a little cold, but I think I'll warm up sooner rather than later. I'll get a blanket. All right. last Sunday, Pastor Stephen preached a wonderful message. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, I encourage you to go back and check it out. It was a wonderful anchoring word. It was also followed by a prophetic utterance by Sonia, which I think is very, very apt and very profound. I encourage you guys to go and check the recordings for that matter. As was shared with you, we are preaching from two different topics, but not from two different books or from two different Bibles. It's still from the Word of the Lord. I liken this to being healthy. When you eat, you eat from to be healthy. You need to eat from the different food groups. So I liken this to you are being fed through different food groups. All right. So last week you received from one group. This week you received from the other group. But I'm also almost done with what I'm doing. So very soon we will kind of merge the preaching topics, etc. But for now, you're getting all the elements that you're supposed to get as part of your nutrition. So may the Lord give us grace as we share with you, and may the Lord give us grace as we listen to his word. So today I would like to bring us back to what I've been preaching on, which is from Colossians chapter 1, and we're going to be looking at verses 9 to 12, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 12. It's the same topic, does your life please God? And if you are able, I'd like to invite you to please stand as we read the word of the Lord. Actually, I said verses 9 to 12, it's really verses 1 to 12, but anyway, you get the point. All right, let's read together if you're able. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. This is the word of the Lord. Father, once again, I pray for your grace. I pray, O Lord, that you will endow me with all that I need to serve your people, to bring glory to your name. And Lord, I pray that you also put to flight every scheme of the enemy, every distraction, and that you would let your word flow and let your word be a blessing to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, last time I shared from Colossians 1,